Here's the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights. Here's Bill Foley. Mr. Foley, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good to be with you.
So did you go to the public? Did you go to the deep thinkers in Las Vegas and say, what do you think? What should we call them?
Well, I felt since I own 91% of the team that maybe I should make the call.
Attaboy.
I like that.
Now, my friend Damien here did a little homework. We know you're a West Point guy. The Army parachute team, it happens, is known as the Golden Knights. I'm guessing you knew that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Was that the motivation?
No. Well, the motivation, the original team name that I really liked was the Black Knights.
Right.
The Army Black Knights. But the West Point, there was a little, I created a little consternation up there. And I thought, you know, I'm just not going to, I don't need to irritate my alma mater. I mean, I have a lot of respect for West Point and what it did for me. And then we, after we were awarded the team, Adidas came out, and we went through a lot of different names. We went through Scorpions, Rattlers, Sidewinders, Aces, all kinds of Raptors, the Nighthawks, the Desert Hawks. But I always kept on coming back to having Knight in the name. I thought it was a good play on words in terms of Vegas, N-I-G-H-T-S versus K-N-I-G-H-T-S.
Yes, sir.
Plus, the knight is the epitome of the warrior class. As you know, hockey players are soldiers. They're warriors. They are team players. They're on a line, and they work in shifts, and they have to depend upon each other. And I felt the whole concept of knights was very, very important to the culture we're going to create in Las Vegas. And we kind of came down to Desert Knights, Silver Knights, and Golden Knights. And I heard the comment about Silver Knights, but silver is the secondary metal to gold. And gold, and Nevada is the largest gold-producing state in the United States. Plus, the sky is sort of has a gold hue to it, and the strip is gold. And it's bright yellow or gold. So that was kind of the connection. And we also have red as a secondary color. And that's part of the Red Rocks, which are right here in Clark County, where we have a beautiful hiking area.
Been there many times. Red. Yes, sir. I know.
So it's beautiful. It's beautiful. So that's sort of how the whole thing evolved. It was a lot about culture and creating this spirit among our hockey players. So that's kind of the background.
How much input did they have any input? Did the National Hockey League have? Did they have final say? Did they have a veto if Mr. Foley goes way off in some other direction that they're not comfortable with? How did that work?
I would say they were very cooperative. They helped us. They did give us input. They didn't want a name that had an association with gambling. So Blackjacks, Aces, Rat Pack, all that kind of, those names were never going to be very attractive to me in any event, but it kind of gave me a way away from the gambling, because the league really didn't care to have that associated with the team name. The league's completely signed off on Golden Knights. They like the name. I didn't want to, as you know, the Knights and the London Knights are—they have the rights to the name Knights in Canada. Now they would have worked something out with us, so it wasn't a big deal. But I kind of wanted to have two words. And if I couldn't be Black Knights, I thought Golden Knights was pretty good. It got me right there. It got me my black, gold, and gray colors.
Mm.
So, I backdoored it a little bit.
You haven't unveiled uniforms as yet. You've unveiled a logo. Do you know what the uniform is going to look like yet? Have you gone through that process?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're getting mock-ups done now.
Okay.
We're getting those are in process, and they are really, really a powerful combination of colors. A different kind of helmet. A gray, kind of storm steel gray, is the primary color, supplemented by red, gold, and black. So, you know, we've got them, and when you see the uniforms, you'll like them. Mm. Everyone will like them. They're really impressive.
So you've got a team name now. You've got some uniforms coming. You got your general manager, George McPhee. We're learning more and more about your organization, your franchise every day. Now, there were reports today that there are a number of minority investors involved, including some athletes, Jose Bautista, Rob Gronkowski. Their names were mentioned. You said you own 91%. Do you have these minority partners?
Well, the league goes through a process of approving every investor, and they have to submit a lot of detailed information on themselves, including financial information. So at this point, there are no minority investors. I mean, it's just myself and the Maloof family. We have talked to the league about bringing in some minority investors. Most of them are long-term business associates or friends of mine.
And okay.
They're putting in fairly large amounts of money, not in the framework that I'm investing, but fairly large amounts of money. So I'd really rather not discuss the minority investors, and they're still they haven't really applied yet, so they can't be investors yet under the league rules. But I will have some minority investors, and as I said, I'd rather not mention names. But I wouldn't mind seeing Gronk in a Golden Knights jersey.
Well, if he can skate, yeah.
XXXL.
One of the things, Bill, that we've talked about a bit earlier today is maybe the importance of, and maybe the next most important step for you is the naming of your head coach. And as a former Las Vegan, I think I have a pretty good feel for the city. I'm wondering if you think that name recognition, because you're not going to get it a lot with the players the NHL is going to give you, is name recognition in your coach important?
Well, I would say that George is looking for a particular type of coach. He's not looking for a first-termer. He's looking for a guy who's coached a couple of other, who's learned a lot and has coached at a couple of other teams. He has a list of 6 or 7 candidates, he and Kelly do, and some may or may not be available. And the coaching situation will probably not resolve itself until after the regular season. That would be
sure.
That would be my guess. And I would say that the coach that we name is going to be a recognizable individual, but of course he's got to fit George's culture. And George is 17 years with the Capitals and a couple years with Team Canada, and very successful guy, very intense, and he is going to get his guy that is going to do it his way.
We're a little tight on time. Have you been out for a skate yet on the ice?
I have not been out for a skate yet, but I'm gonna get back into skating when we get our practice facility finished next summer.
They said you used to skate a little bit when you lived in Ottawa. Is that true?
I did. I played hockey when I was a kid, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
First, second, and third grade, so it wasn't. I have vague recollections. I do remember skating on the canals, though, going from one end to the other. And we played on a lot of ponds in the area that I lived. So we had neighborhood games. I love the game.
We are a little tight on time. We want to say thank you very much for your time today. We hope to be able to chat with you. We won't bother you too much intermittently as you get ready for your first season, and we offer you good luck. Thank you very much for this.
Thanks a lot from south of the border. Thank you very much.
Bill Foley is the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights.